Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Sharpie, Chris, Lauren, and Steve.
Hello.
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 Hi, Lisa.
Hi, welcome everyone. On today's show, we're going to be doing a quick little snippet on fast pass strategies at Epcot that won't leave you in tears. How poetic.
Very exciting.
That's a beautiful title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a collaboration of, you know, ideas. But anyway, so okay. Fast pass strategies for Epcot that won't leave you in tears. And we're going to talk about, you know what, Lauren and Chris, you guys came up with this. How did this come about?
So I went and I rode Frozen before Lauren, it should be mentioned. And then I came back and I said, okay, Lauren, what do you think about this? And we talked about wait times and she talked about her clients, what they were doing for fast passes. And I told her what mine were doing. And basically we were trying to figure out, so at Epcot, you have a tiered system. And so we were trying to figure out, what are you picking in that first tier? Are you picking Frozen, Test Track, or Soarin'?
Really, depending on the ages of the kids, I've been recommending for little ones, Frozen 100%. And for the big kids, Test Track. Soarin', since they put in that third theater, the wait times are a lot lower. I mean, they're still 50 minutes, but they're a lot lower than Test Track has been. Test Track is still working on the 140 minutes, even with a low crowd level. So if they really want to do both, I've been telling everybody hit Soarin' first and fast pass Test Track. If you want to do Frozen, hit Frozen first and fast pass Frozen and hit Test Track first.
So real quick for everybody who doesn't know, how do the fast passes work? Because they're different than at Magic Kingdom, right? Where you just don't get three or four or five and you just go whatever you want. They're like tiered.
Chris, you want to take that one?
Okay, so at Magic Kingdom, you get three fast passes. You get anything you want. They're not tiered. But at Epcot, they're tiered. And so you get one out of your first tier, which are all your e-ticket rides, you know, your Test Track, your Soarin', your Frozen. And then you get two out of the tier two, which are, you know, Nemo, which is always a walk-on, Spaceship Earth,
That's my biggest recommendation.
Yeah, get that Nemo Fast Pass. Spaceship Earth, which I actually do because it now has a line because of, you know, of...
Me too. I always do that one.
But, okay, so Lauren, so I think there's one caveat you have to add here because I agree with what you're saying. But if you have older kids, wouldn't you tell them to go on the single rider for Test Track?
I would, but single rider can be a long wait too sometimes.
Single rider for Test Track is a total crapshoot.
It is. It can be a quick wait or it can be like a 40-minute wait still.
Yeah, I've had it. I've had it be 5 minutes, but I've also had it be 45 minutes.
So, like, I think if you have older kids if you're looking at Test Track and Soarin', I think Test Track is the better pick. Unless you're, like, a huge Soarin' fan and Soarin' is the one ride you have to do, in which case I would say Fast Pass Soarin'. But you're not getting a Fast Pass for Test Track later on in the day, most likely.
So, and we were able to get Fast Passes for Soarin' later in the day because we did Magic Kingdom all morning and then we got Soarin' Fast Passes for that night. So you're right. You maybe can get that fourth Fast Pass. So, okay, here's what we did. So thanks to Mandy. Mandy went, I think, the day that Frozen opened, Frozen Ever After opened, or she went the day after. But Mandy and me and my twins went to the park. We got there about 8:20 and we waited. We were the first people. There was maybe two people ahead of us at the turnstiles. You know, there's like seven or eight turnstiles open. So we're all waiting. We waited until about, I want to say 8:40, and they allowed us to walk back to the bridge that goes over to Mexico and the World Showcase. And we waited there not quite until 9:00. And then just like they were doing with the Anna and Elsa meet and greet in the Magic Kingdom, you had a row of cast members with a rope and they walked us all back. So we were the first people in line. I think there were maybe 20 or 30 people ahead of us in line for Frozen. And it would have been great, except the ride broke down that morning, but that's another story. So that's one way you can do Frozen since they're walking everyone back. So you don't get a fast pass for that. It does require you to get to the park a little early though. That's hard to do.
Now, the fast pass for that, if you did get it, that's a tier one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's a tier one. But, and well, and here's the beauty of actually waiting in the queue in Frozen. And I would actually sort of, first of all, it's wonderfully themed. There's a lot to see, a lot for the kids to kind of, you know, see from the movie. But also, if you're under 75 minutes, you're almost entirely indoors. So
which
that's
makes a huge difference.
It does make a huge difference. Now, you're indoors for Soarin' as well. But I mean, I think when I initially saw this attraction, you know, when I was like, oh gosh, you're going to be waiting outside for a long time. No, quite a lot of it is inside. So don't be too worried about waiting in line for that.
Now, has Anna and Elsa been added to the FastPass list as well or no?
You don't need it.
20 minutes.
It's not even. Yeah, we were there in August. We literally, it was not even a 10-minute wait.
Right.
Which is crazy because it used to be 90 minutes plus in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Lisa and Steve, you're going in September. Do you have a strategy for your fast passes in Epcot? What are you going to do?
Actually, I have the list here. Hold on. All right. So I chose some early stuff, not too early so that we could actually do some, we could get in line for something first, like test track. And then it goes, we're doing Soarin' and Spaceship Earth and Mission Space. Unbeknownst to Steve, we're doing Mission Space.
I think I'm I missed that one.
Now we get 4 tickets. You're going.
Don't forget, your bag is in the seat in front of you, Steve.
Yeah. In case anyone cares, we're also going to do Garden Grill for breakfast and then Tuto for dinner.
No Via Napoli?
No.
Is that based on Marimia?
I've never done Tuto.
Ah.
Tuto Italia in the Italian Pavilion.
It's a good one.
It's not the Italian Pavilion. It's Italy Pavilion. I keep doing that. Not that anyone cares, but anyway. So
we
yeah.
just talked about we don't want to be the grammar police, Lisa. We'll let you slide. Actually,
we will never judge you for bad.
Italian Pavilion is actually correct. So
that's not the way Epcot refers to it, though.
I know.
It's the Canada Pavilion, not the Canadian Pavilion.
The Italy Pavilion.
Yeah. Cinderella Castle. Where's the apostrophe S? There?
Oh, you know that drives me nuts.
It is just Cinderella Castle.
Yeah.
I'm not a grammarian sort of person and it drives me crazy. But it is what it is.
Yeah, you know what? Doesn't bother me at all.
Just like it's Sleeping Beauty Castle. Not Sleeping Beauty's Castle.
I don't like it.
You guys worry about silly things.
Yeah, well.
Hey, would you guys do the Fast Pass strategies at Epcot? Would you try to get these in the morning? Would you get them at night? Does it matter? Are they more valuable?
I like to do, if you're going to the park first thing in the morning, I like to start fast passes around 10, knock them all out in a row, unless I'm in Magic Kingdom and I'm doing like 3 different sections of the park. But for Epcot, I would do one after another as much as possible and finish up and then grab some other fast passes for the afternoon.
Now, can you still get some decent ones?
Sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. In like Magic Kingdom, we were able to get Buzz,
Pirates,
Goofy's Born Summer Pirates, Haunted Mansion, and Big Thunder. Big Thunder usually comes up. I don't know why.
It's funny because we were in, and it was late, but we were in Epcot and we decided, the girls were like, Rich was like, is there anything we did that you didn't get to do that we didn't get to do yet? And they were like, we wanted to do Splash. And it was our last night. And it was like, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He's like, all right, let's see if we can get it. We got a 10:15 fast pass for Splash Mountain. So we were able to get a good ride like that at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And what was your wait time?
The wait time when we got there was about 30 minutes.
Not bad.
No.
No.
Of course, we got there at 9 and asked for them to let us on an hour early, and they did. But, you know.
Oh, nice. I have found that it hasn't been difficult to get my fast passes after I use my initial 3. The problem is, invariably, we've missed one of those fast passes. And unless you go in there and delete those fast passes, you can't add the other one.
Right.
So that's kind of, you know, messed me up, but that's just like a personal thing for me. So
Chris, what's your strategy? Do you like to do test track or soaring, or are you kind of along the same lines as me?
I really am. I mean, the thing for me is just a personal thing. I don't really care for test track. So when I went, we didn't go with Mandy, I think the one day, but I sent Eric and his friend to go ride test track, and they did the single rider line. And then I took the twins and we did fast passes on Frozen.
I almost did Ellen's Energy Adventure on my last
trip. Oh.
What?
You were sleepy, weren't you?
Yeah. No. So
we're desperate.
We had a fast pass for test track and it was down because of thunderstorms, and it had stopped raining. So we kind of walked over there and they were like, oh, and you could see they were testing it. And they were like, oh no, it's going to be at least another 45 minutes to an hour. And we were like, oh, all right. So we were like, what should we do in the meantime? And my husband was like, let's go do Ellen's Energy Adventure. And I'm like, oh my God, that thing is horrible. I'm like, do we have to? And he was like, yeah. Come on, let's go do it. I haven't done it in years. And I'm like, oh. So we go over there, we watch the movie, and all of a sudden I look it up and test track's back up. And I'm like, it's back up. Let's go use our fast pass. So I got out of there. So I got away with it. I almost wound up on that 45 minute ride.
Yeah, that ride's forever.
I've never been on it.
What?
Oh, it's horrible.
Nope. I've never been on that. And there's a lot of things like someone. It was art.
Okay, Lauren, you have to take her on it.
You have to ride everything at least.
Especially wait, I'll get you drunk.
How can you not ride everything at least just once?
Exactly. Just because I don't have to.
No, you. Because then
do you know
all
what?
The Disney
do you know
nerds are going to be upset when it's gone, and you're not going to be able to reminisce with them because you never even rode it.
Because I'll just be like, what?
Wait, so I'm going to get Chris liquored up and say, come on, Chris, let's do Ellen.
Okay.
You kind of exceed
what
it is.
Can I rest my head on your shoulder? It's a long ride.
You can. It's actually a great nap time.
Okay, you got
it. It really is. It's a nice, solid, long nap.
Do you know what we did last time we were there? Is Thomas, my littlest one, decided he wanted to ride. He wanted to set a world record for the Mexico ride. We only made it through three. And then he's like,
that ride.
He was like, I can't do it again.
I used to ride that ride.
I would seriously cry if they got rid of that ride.
I love it. Yeah. Although usually I'm like checking email during the whole thing. So
it's cute, but it's
really good.
When you're a little kid, it's okay because you can get on, you can do it. And I think my parents were eating dinner and we finished.
Don't tell me they put you on that alone.
No.
He took a bus from Florida.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So
you
your
kidding?
Parents were living high on the hog, eating dinner, and they're like, "Hey, y'all, just go get on that."
Eating
ride.
Dinner at Mexico.
What is wrong with your parents?
They're eating at the Mexican pavilion right
brilliant.
There.
What do you mean?
That's a great babysitter. Listen up, folks.
Yeah, so you can eat dinner right there by the water.
Alone, it was so.
Did they throw you like a tortilla chip?
Every time we went by on the boat. And then my sister and I would just ride over and over again while they were finishing dinner.
They actually slipped the guy a $20 to let him stay on the boat for a while.
How old
just
are you?
Just send them around like 7 or 8 times and we can finish dinner without
that's
them.
Right.
I need to hear the answer. How old were you?
I don't remember. We were little. It was fun.
Along with your parents.
And that was before it even had the characters in it. That was the when it was nothing but like a Mexico tourism board, you know, video where you went through. Now they've added Disney
so
characters. Yeah,
this explains so
it
much.
It really does. Yeah.
First of all, you've got the ride all the way from Sarasota to Walt Disney World by yourself. You've got, hey, mom and dad are going to go eat a pretty expensive dinner while y'all just ride that. I'll get you a hot dog later. And then... And then you've got the sleeping in the Arby's parking lot. No wonder you showed up.
Hey, these are awesome memories. Don't mess up my summer vacation memories.
So wait, did your parents go to eat without you, or were you just 8 years and you were restless?
I think we probably ate ours first.
And then you got restless and you went on the ride.
You know, we probably get your mac and cheese or whatever shaped like Mickey, and then you're like, I want to ride that ride. Everyone's riding.
Oh, I like Chris's version better.
My version is so much better, and that is the truth. Uh-huh. You know it's the truth. Lisa's got your back because she doesn't want people to think that your parents were terrible. But listen, I know the story. They had to share a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they were out of buns too.
They were out of buns. Y'all split that hot dog and get on that boat ride.
Come back in an hour. Give that guy, we're going to give that guy 20 bucks so it keeps you on the boat.
You're awful.
Well, there's like nobody on that ride. You don't even have to get off.
Yeah.
They now there is. Well, there's always a line for that thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's got a line now.
There's always a line for it now.
It's just so sad. Can you just see him? He's in the boat with his sister, also known as his prom date. And his parents are up there on the little thing, just shoving tortillas in their face and eating cheese dip.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right.
Meanwhile, Steve is like a snail on a turtle's back. Going, wee!
Well, you're at Epcot. There's like not the only exciting ride back then at Epcot was Norway because it had that little teeny.
Did they let you go waterfall. On that alone too?
That was the only thing. There was no test track. It was a World of Motion. So there was no. It was all educational.
Oh, wait a
minute. It was all educational rides.
By the time Epcot opened, you were like in your teens. Okay, this story is not as bad. Never mind. Like, yeah, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it opened in 1980.
82.
82? Wow.
Yeah.
Good job, Chris.
I know.
Any other Fast Pass tips?
Wow, aren't we supposed to be talking about Fast Pass tips?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a show that our without topic? Steve? Is it really a show without Steve? This is like therapy for you.
Mm. Yeah, Steve derailed us this time.
Yeah.
I just want to take a minute to acknowledge that. Steve derailed us this time.
Could you go ahead and when you do edit this show, could you put in some sad violin sounds? Whenever you speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been watching Bachelor in Paradise, and I like when they put in the moaning sounds when
I'm surprised you admit
when Amanda and what's his name, Jason, or is it who
Josh?
Is it? Josh. When Josh and Amanda are making out,
oh yeah,
I like how they keep in the groaning sounds. They just keep
just
adding
so the
them.
Listeners know, I am the only one who isn't watching it.
I actually think I might be you and I, Sharpie, are the only people on the planet that are not watching that.
You have to watch Bachelor in Paradise.
It's literally bad. It is so bad that I get instant messages from other agents. Hey, did you see what happened?
I have not seen, I've never watched The Bachelor. I've never been a fan of it, but I'm wishing I watched this one because everybody is talking about it.
Bachelor in Paradise is so much better than The Bachelor because all the pretense is gone with Bachelor in Paradise. It's just people who have issues making out and crying. It's really the perfect show.
Yeah. That is actually the perfect show.
Yes.
It's pretty funny. It's good for an hour or 2 hours of just nothing.
Right. Wow, that really went off topic.
I know.
Listen, people, get your Frozen Fast Pass. That's the
Epcot
crux of this
fast
show.
Fast Passes and Bachelor in Paradise.
And watch
that's
the Bachelor
what this,
in Paradise.
That's what the show should be called.
You can ask us questions on the Facebook page about the show. I'll answer them.
Yes, Chris gets paid a lot of money to answer those questions about the Bachelor.
Don't ask me questions about Disney. We can talk about the Bachelor.
She is a high-paid Bachelor consultant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that just sounds... I don't know.
I wish I was high paid at something.
So, hey, so just so everyone knows, we had the Mouse Chat. Mouse Chat's on its own dedicated, well, it was on a server with our Pixie Vacation website as well. And we had so many people listening to Mouse Chat that the server went down.
I think that's so funny.
Yeah. It's not, yeah
so proud.
Yeah. So... Which is
I
a good thing and a bad thing.
People listen to us. What is wrong with people?
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Lauren? I said, listening.
Oh, exactly. Ba-dum-bum.
So what we did is we had to move Mouse Chat to its own server and it's at a place that specializes in podcast. So we should be good. But of course, all this continually adds up and costs a lot of money. And we want to keep the show ad-free. I don't want to talk about Audible books and how you want to, how you should get a subscription to some, to download whatever.
Ooh, tell me more.
I know. We turned them down.
That was that episode that we advertised for Astroglide, but.
Yes.
nobody sent me any of that.
Nobody sent you the free samples, Chris?
Oh. They tweeted us.
However.
Yes, that's right.
Who tweeted us?
Astroglide. They tweeted us.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah,
I would have hoped they had sent us some.
No, we never did get our shipment. Unless
that would be pretty slick.
Oh,
maybe they, Chris, did they send it to you and you're just hoarding it all over there?
I'm wearing it right now. I'm slippery.
However, that episode did make it into our highlights on reviews on iTunes.
Yes.
We're so proud.
Exactly. Hilarious. Hilarity ensues.
Do you know, I actually recommended that for someone. Mm. No, it wasn't Astroglide. It was the other thing. What is the stuff?
You need to stop talking.
No, I have a client. I'm going to tell you, I have a client. I love this girl to death. And she said, Chris, I'm a big girl. I need something to keep me from chafing.
The product you're thinking of just
called Glide. I said, I have just the thing for you.
Wow.
All right, so, Steve, you were saying.
What was I saying? So, yes. Yeah, so
something about an audio book.
Yeah, so we try to keep, we want to keep the show ad free. So, and we have people that, you know, call up and they're like, oh, you could, you know, do these ads on the show. And
They constantly want to put ads on the Mouse Chat page.
Or they want to put them on the Mouse Chat website. And I'm like, no, we just want to, you know, have Disney and we'll, you know, occasionally talk about Sandals or some other place we go. But the way everyone on our, that we get paid is by booking vacations, and it doesn't cost you guys anything. And it's, you know, it's the same price as if you book at Disney or if you book with us, or, you know,
obviously we're all experts.
Yeah. And you get everybody's,
we think we are.
Yes.
Yes. In our own minds.
And you have someone to, you know, run ideas off of about fast passes and who knows the latest specials that are going on at Disney or Universal or at Sandals or at any cruise line. And, you know, they'll take care of you and make sure everything's, you know, set up for you, learn about your family, what your budget is, you know, versus just calling a call center and booking there.
We also mm-hmm. offer the ability you could pack us and take us with you.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can ask for Lauren, Sharpie, which is on, if you go to pixievacations.com, Sharpie is listed there as Chris Sharps, or you can ask for Chris. And I think Chris is, you're either listed as Chris Wood or Christina Wood.
I think she's Christina.
Yeah. So if you
I'll answer to anything.
There you go. So you can pick them at pixievacations.com. And I know we talk about Disney on the show, but we do all inclusives. We do weddings. We do honeymoons. We do all the cruise lines. Europe.
We'll
trips.
Even marry Steve off to you.
Yes.
Hello.
Free hug.
Sorry. Hello. Sorry.
Free hugs. So, and then that helps us, you know, pay for the new server that we had to get and everything else without doing ads. So, if you're interested, yeah, just go to mousechat.net, and you can probably find it. You can find a link there to Pixie Vacations, or just go to pixievacations.com and you can fill out a general quote form or a Disney quote form or cruise or whatever you're looking to do. And we will get you set up with a mouse chatter.
Make sure that in the notes section you put that you're a Mouse Chat listener, and we'll be sure to get you to a chatter. All right. I don't even know what we were talking about. Epcot ended up here?
Fast passes.
Wow.
Listen, nobody expects us to go where we're supposed to be.
But
I think we should mention that we're going to Aulani, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have some good reports on that.
Yeah.
So it's me, Lisa, and Lauren. I will be there to keep everyone straight.
Actually, seriously? No, that's Lisa's job.
Yeah, that's so my true. Job. I think that's...
You know what, though? I don't drink...
My job is to make sure Chris doesn't wind up on a floor.
Listen, I don't drink unless it's free or there's not cake available. The hierarchy is cake, free, no drinking.
Yeah, we have a lot of trips coming up, so we'll be doing a lot of reviews. So Aulani, which is over, if you don't know, it's Disney's resort over in Hawaii. So I am not going, but the majority of people are going to go, and we'll have photos and hopefully some Facebook Live, and
we are so excited about that one.
Yeah, so that'll
pretty
be
excited.
Awesome. And that's coming up in October?
October 20th.
Well, October, then in September we're going to be on one of the larger Royal Caribbean ships that goes out of Port Canaveral.
Well, it currently is out of, the Oasis currently goes out of Fort Lauderdale, but it's going to be moving to Port Canaveral, which is a great convenience if you're going to Disney. It's Port Canaveral, and it's an hour away. So it's a good alternative to, of course, we love the Disney ship. But Royal Caribbean's got a great ship in Florida as well. So
some great shows on that ship too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of fun stuff to do. We did that. What was it? Almost a year ago.
Yeah.
We did the Oasis with the family and it was good. I'm interested to see how it'll be without the family. It'll have a different twist for me.
Yeah. So if you're interested in Royal Caribbean, we'll be doing that and we'll have some news on that.
We've got another Royal Caribbean.
And then we've got a Disney trip to Disney World and we've got a Disney cruise coming up sometime. So we'll talk about those. And then we've got what else coming up?
We've got the Harmony with Royal.
Oh, the new ship. Royal Caribbean's got, of course, the biggest ship of all coming out and we'll be on there for 2 days to check
Speak
that
for yourself.
Out.
We're not going.
Yeah, we weren't invited on that one.
I know. So it's, well, we're going to fly all the way down to Miami for a 2 day kind of press release tour of that ship. So we'll do video and talk about that.
Oh, and then December.
And then
Ooh,
we're going to
be. It's a very important meetup.
Well, actually, I wasn't referring to that.
Yeah, then we have that too. So,
all right, somebody
Are
needs
you guys
to ground
home at
to
all
do.
Between now and New Year's.
I would like to know when my paycheck is going to come during those times.
I know that's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, then we're going to go.
Georgia do payroll.
I'll work it out.
Mm. Yeah, so we'll be covering the end of the year. We'll cover the Caribbean again. So if you want to learn about that. On like a separate show, we'll be at, where are we going? St. Lucia?
Well, we're going to go to the Sandals. Grand St. Lucian.
Yeah, to all the Sandals resorts over there. And
then Barbados.
And then we'll be flying to Barbados from there and checking
and
out
the Mouse Chat Sandals. Meetup.
Yes, and then we'll be at the Mouse Chat Meetup, which is December 13th at...
December 3rd.
3rd. Sorry, December 3rd.
Steve will be there on the 13th by himself wandering the park aimlessly.
No, yes. 13th, he's going to go to St. Lucia.
Oh, yeah. So
okay.
December 3rd, we'll be over at Epcot, 11 a.m., over by the French Pavilion. We'll be doing a scavenger hunt, and we'll catch up with everybody because it's been,
too much
it's
going
been
on.
A while. So we've got a lot of different shows coming up if you want to learn more about Disney Cruise Line, or if you want to do something else with Royal Caribbean, or you want to do something with Alani, or if you want to do something with Sandals. We've got a lot coming up.
Excellent. I'm going to go ahead and grab the show right here because it's been kind of all over the place tonight. So I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the show. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can go to iTunes or go to mousechat.net to download the shows. There are plenty to choose from. There are plenty from which to choose. Chris, that was for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not really.
And let's see what else. Comments, questions, mousechat.net, downloads, mousechat.net, and iTunes. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.